Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to tonight's edition of Uncommon Awareness. If you're new to our program, I'm your host, Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I do encourage you to visit my website, drhurley.net, sign up for my free newsletter, and access archives for any previous radio shows that we have done. They're listed by name. It's a very, very simple and easy tool, and we do encourage you to get caught up with what we have been sharing over the last, I don't know, year and a half on this program. I have to say this. I'm sitting down here to do the radio show, and our time zone changed. I was doing it in the morning and then the evening, and when I started doing evenings, it was pitch black this time of day. Well, it's not pitch black anymore. It's twilight. It's dusk. Why is that? We're going to be talking about the sun. We're going to be talking about the effects of the sun on us. We have really a tremendously interesting guest with us here this evening, referred to me by Robert Two Feathers, the Two Feathers Formula, whom I had an opportunity to meet several months back. And he told me about their sun schools. And I said, well, what do you mean sun schools? And he said, basically, we kind of lost track of each other and reconnected not too long ago. And he put me in touch with this evening's guest. Gene Savoy Jr. is here to discuss what is called co-solargy. Co-solargy, C-O-S-O-L-A-R-G-Y. And co-solargy is, in essence, the same doctrine taught by Jesus, the Essenes, and original Christianity before its adulteration and secularization under civil systems. Now, co-solar, because, you know, I actually want to pronounce this very differently, co-solargy is a system of healing for the spirit and soul and was founded by Gene Savoy Jr.'s father, Senior Gene Savoy. Now, Gene Savoy Sr. was a world-class explorer, celebrated author, lecturer, and producer, and a respected theologian, clergyman, and educator. So in addition to his many books on exploring ancient civilizations, Savoy produced a steady stream of unparalleled transcendent literature. And this is this part of his life that we're going to be discussing, was then passed on to his sons. But these publications include over 50 books and monographs on theology and religion, and some 400 recorded lectures, his scholarly and internationally acclaimed The Decoded New Testament, the Asai document, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Secrets of an Eternal Race, and the Lost Gospel of Jesus, the Hidden Teachings of Christ. These are major contributions to any true understanding of the Essenes and the Dead Sea literature. Now, Gene Sr. has passed, and the torch has been given to his sons to carry. And what torch is that? Well, the torch of utilizing an ancient understanding of Christ consciousness, cosmic consciousness, and our own sun, S-U-N, Son, to teach a second coming, unlike anything you have learned in religious school or church. So, you know, I'm referring to this is the International Community of Christ, and it has a unique translation on biblical references to Christ or Christ consciousness, and believes that energy from the sun, because planets and stars are also conscious entities, we've talked about this multiple times on the program, and practices such as sun gazing, when you perceive yourself as both an absorber and a transmitter, are the vehicles for the arrival of a new earth, age, and or epoch in human history. Now, I'm so sorry, neglected to tell you, my co-host Dean Lloyd is also joining us tonight. Listeners, he will be taking over 2 to 3 Friday shows a month for me. He is going to be producing and hosting those shows to free me up to do some other projects and things I need to do. He's here with us tonight as well, but hello, Dean, and hello, Gene.
Hello, hi, Dr. Lorraine. It's a pleasure to be on your show and to be with you and all of your listeners.
Thank you. And, you know, we're really excited to have you. Dean and I were just talking a little bit this afternoon, Gene, about what you're doing. I'm just trying to kind of catch him up on what's happening. And Robert Two Feathers did tell me about the work of the International Community of Christ many, many months ago. And, of course, I was intrigued, but things get away on us, right? Things get busy. And then I just one day, I'm trying to remember what stimulated it. I called him up and I said, what's going on with these sun schools? That's when he referred me to you. And so, you know, I think, you know, you guys are setting up schools throughout the world. But before we even get going on, you know, co-solargy, specifically. I wonder if you would share with us a little of your personal history. In other words, your father's work was incredible, very extensive. And I'm wondering, how developed were his interpretations and understandings while you were growing up? Had he already developed this, or were you privy to the development of this while growing up? Tell us a little bit about how you have followed in your father's footsteps, what growing up was like for you.
Well, just to give you a little background and to give the listeners a little background, my father was a product of the Great Depression. He was born in the Great Depression. And as so many people in those days, the Second World War came along, and he joined the Navy to defend our country. But he always had this yearning to know God. And he was not raised in a religious family. He did not go to church, but he had this yearning to know, you know, what the higher power was. So when he was dismissed from the Navy after the war ended, he decided to become a Catholic priest. And
wow.
he joined the seminary in Portland, Oregon, and he was schooled under the Jesuits. And after 2 years of study, his mentor and his tutor, they were very close, and they had some very deep conversations. And from what I understand, my father's concepts were so radical, I guess, compared to what the church taught at the time, that they decided it was best for him to move on. So he left his studies in the Catholic Church, and then embarked on a 10-year quest. And he studied with Jewish mystics and philosophers from the Orient, learning the Gnostic Gospels, reading the Dead Sea Scrolls. Basically, just that's what he did for the 10 years after he left the seminary.
Okay. And so when did you come on to the scene? When were you born?
Well,
at what point?
He left the seminary in 1948. I came onto the scene on the planet in 1971. So he had been doing this for quite some time. But it has been my entire life ever since I was born.
Got it. And that's just the point I was trying to understand, because your father's accomplishments are incredible. I mean, I would think it makes sense now that you actually grew up with this, because I would try to imagine trying to follow in his footsteps if you were growing up as both a secular and perhaps a somebody really undergoing certain transformative changes in their own lives. But so things were really kind of steady, Eddie, for you. By the time you came along, your dad was pretty grounded in what he was doing.
he was very grounded. I'm going to be 44, and I was born when he was 44. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, what might be helpful for listeners is if we start out now, is we want to co-sology. We want co-sology. We want to right up front define what your definition, the church's definition of Christ or Christ as ones is. I think this is a really important, before we go into the practice of co-sology, really talk to us about what your, as you call them, opinions are about Christ.
Well, we look at Christ, the word, as being twofold. We can all be Christ beings, and every single one of us has that potential. For sure, Jesus and other masters, spiritual masters, were Christ beings, if you care to use that term. Some traditions may use another term, but it all really means the same thing. If you want to look at the Buddha or Zoroaster or Lao Tzu or Jesus, they were all Christ beings. They had attained a certain level of enlightenment. And whether you care to call it the Word of God incarnate in man or woman, those people definitely have that. What I love to read in the New Testament is in the Gospel of John, when the disciples are asking Jesus about his miracles. And how can you do these things? They ask him. And he says, but you can do these things too. And you can do them better than I. And I think that's what we've lost in this, in the message of Christ Jesus in the Western world, is that we all have the potential to be Christ beings.
Well, so let's ask this question, in as much as you care to share or not, because I do want to get very focused on what you teach. But how was this kind of co-opted by the church? In other words, I took these words right off of your site in terms of, the secularization of the teachings of Jesus. Your church, your organization is taking, basically is really doing a transliteration of the Dead Sea Scrolls, correct? So you're utilizing also. Go ahead.
It's not just merely the Dead Sea Scrolls. We study the scriptures. It could be, as I alluded to earlier, it could be Jewish scriptures or scriptures from the Orient or from India or from Persia. The one thing that all these scriptures, if you really delve into them, that they have in common is that there will come a time. They all predicted a time in the future where humanity would no longer need a human person to be a savior or a redeemer. And they all predicted that at this time, then the sun, our physical sun, S-U-N, would be imbued with a force, a divine force, that would transform the world. Now, this doesn't happen, obviously, overnight. But because we live in a time and space dimension and continuum, we have to be patient for these things to transform the world. But that is also what we teach, that Christ's force has imbued itself in our physical son. It is a replication of, as I mentioned to you the other day, just as we are not merely physical beings, the sun is not merely a physical orb.
Right.
There is something beyond that, something spiritual, something divine, just as we all have that nature as well.
Yeah, see, and I love that you teach that, because this is something that I've been learning over the last few years, is to really comprehend the conscious nature of all of life, the intelligence. And we're not talking about brain power here. We're talking about an entirely different thing. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Again, our guest is Gene Savoy, Jr. We're talking about co-solargy, and I'll give you some other websites.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326, or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, listeners, we're back. And once again, we are here with Gene Savoy Jr. It's the International Community of Christ. And we're really talking about, you know, I've been questioning traditional interpretations of Christ for several years. And I've had the opportunity to really expand my comprehension. But Christology was a really new concept for me. And Gene, I was just trying to make the point when I questioned you about it, was just what scripture it was that really... where the interpretation was son, S-U-N, as opposed to son, S-O-N, and we can get to that. I just want to provide my co-host. I don't want to leave Dean out of this because he's really fascinated with this topic as well. Dean, do you have a question or a comment that you want to direct towards Gene at this time from what you've heard so far? Dean?
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
It didn't come through. Hello, Gene.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, wonderful that we're able to connect this way. And I did a little bit of research online of what you are offering and how you were brought up and how unusual and fortunate you were to be able to be exposed to the kind of information that most people had no clue even existed. And
right.
Just a little anecdote here before I get into my question, and that I've had patients come to me who've asked me about sun gazing and about how it affects them. I've had people who've done it, unfortunately, they weren't trained properly, that have had nerve damage and retinal
right.
damage as a result of sun gazing too long in appropriate times. And what they were looking for, interestingly enough, I found that they were, when I asked them about it, what are you looking to achieve when you do the sun gazing, and what is the purpose of this? And what came out of most of them, what they would say is that I'm looking for peace. I'm looking to be quiet in my mind. The philosophers, you know, of our era looked to the masters and said, what is it that they've achieved that they can be in a single point in time and perfectly aware of all their surroundings? And I was hoping to get a little bit of your insight or input into what changes started to occur when you started doing the sun gazing and what you were able to bring back from that experience.
Well, let me begin by just explaining what Kosology means. It was a term that was coined by my father. It never, the term Kosology, the word Kosology, never existed before. And he basically took three concepts, which was cosmic or cosmos, either one, solar, and then logos, logos being the word, the divine word, divine presence. So Kosology is cosmic, solar, logos. Again, what I tried to explain to Dr. Lorraine is that as we use our bodies as a tool, as a functionary in this world, in this third-dimensional reality that we exist in, we can also use the sun. And the ancients were very adept at using the energies of the sun. We could see with our modern technologies what scientists and engineers and even medical people with lasers and things are able to do with light now. There is intelligence and there is information within light, and particularly within sunlight. Obviously, I don't think anybody would disagree that without the light of the sun, we know that it takes, 7 or 8 minutes for a ray of light to come from the sun to hit the planet. But if our sun were to extinguish itself, I don't know how long life on this planet would exist. We need that. The plants need it. I mean, everything. So the ancients were very adept at being able to harness the energy, just as we do with the solar panel. Our bodies are also batteries or solar panels. And you are correct in saying that people have misused, that there's been a lot of sun gazing going on in the last several decades. What our school teaches is a proven system on how to sun gaze in the morning and in the evening for brief periods of time. And if you do this over a length of time, you're basically it's a threefold manifestation, really. You
okay.
are energizing
well,
your.
You know what, Gene, hold that threefold, because there's our music for going to break. When we come back, as soon as we come back, I'll let you pick up on this threefold aspect of what we're doing when we are participating with looking directly, engaging the sun directly.
Eddie, close the door. Quit monkeying around. Don't you know it's cold outside?
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm going to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica?
Yeah, I heard about this Fibonacci Spa and Retreat on Dr. Lorraine Hurley's radio show, Uncommon Awareness.
Hey, I listen to her show on Monday mornings, right?
Yeah, she teaches us how to use sacred geometry to grow food and purify drinking water. Lorraine's hosting an all-inclusive nature and health retreat in Costa Rica. She's been there. She said you can swim with the dolphins and swing with monkeys in a treehouse.
A treehouse? Wow, that sounds magical.
Yeah, sleep in an elegant 6-story treehouse in Costa Rica. It was featured on CNN. Look it up.
Okay. Here it is on Google. Treehouseincostarica.com. It says here, always 80 degrees, yummy seafood, pools, rivers, and waterfalls. Learn about ozone therapy and vortex gardening. They also have comfy beds and fun eco tours. Look here, Eddie. It says the first people to sign up get to sleep in a treehouse.
Sounds perfect. Let's do it.
Costa Rica, here we come.
FIBOforum.com. FIBOforum.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, we're going to move right along here because there's so much that Gene has to share. And I do just want to acknowledge that, Gene, when you said cosmic solar logos, that kind of put it together for me in a really nice way.
But, I'm glad.
Thank you. Because, you know, in the beginning was the word, right? And I do have questions for you about the nature of sound and its relationship to light later on. But right now I want you to be able to pick up where you left off in the last segment. You were telling us about three aspects of the practice.
Well, what we basically teach is that all of us are multi-dimensional beings. Most people, I think, on the planet think, well, we're just here in the world. But you know, there are many levels to each and every one of us. So there's the physical and some people would say then the psychic or the intellect, and then we have the spiritual. I think some people get the psychic and the spiritual confused, and we try to make that distinction in our school. Basically, when you start, you know, when you start looking at the sun in our program, It's in very short spurts of time. We usually start with about 30 seconds in the morning and 30 seconds in the evening. And what that does is that as you are receiving this sunlight through your eyes, it stimulates your neurons. It stimulates certain aspects of your brain, your pineal gland. You start feeling energized over a period of time. But we do this in very short spurts. I know that there are people that are teaching sun gazing that try to get people up to 45 minutes a day looking at the sun at noon. We would never teach something like that. Because that is, I think, where Dean was coming from, where people then get the damage. So we try to emphasize morning and evening when the sun is soft. So as your body starts becoming energized and you feel that, I mean, you know, you feel vibrant, well, then your faculties of intuition, your psyche, your intellect also becomes stimulated. Now, this doesn't happen in a week or a month. This happens over a period of time. Well, then you start becoming more sensitive. So then you have to be very careful. So we have certain dietary practices that we recommend. For instance, we do not, we prefer to be either more vegetarian or at least fish and poultry and not red meat and things of that nature. But so then once you get past that, you know, the psychic, intellectual, intuitive part, you then are getting to the third aspect of what I'm talking about, where you start having, and this may sound strange to some of your listeners, but you actually have these spiritual experiences. These are not worldly experiences. This is not hallucinations. You are transporting yourself basically beyond the third dimension into other worlds, which are worlds of angelic beings, which I'm sure most people believe that angels exist, and you can see them. It's not a language spoken in English or Spanish or Chinese. But you're getting impressions. And that may sound strange to a lot of people, but this is what happens.
Well, it doesn't actually sound strange at all. Hearing you give what you're really providing, because it, like you said, we're batteries, we're bioelectrical in nature, at the 3D level, and yet we do possess this interdimensional quality to us. We're a soul. We're a spirit. We have abilities that have been largely trained out of us. But Dean, did Gene adequately answer your question? Do you have a comment?
I just wanted to expand a little bit on this. You don't know this, Gene, but I live in an area in the United States, a very unusual area, where we have represented here the three major Buddhist sects. It's in Crestone, Colorado. We have an ashram. We have practitioners of peyote ceremony. We have virtually every spiritual seeker you could think of come to this area. It's even nicknamed Little Tibet. We have a lot of people come here in this area that are looking to, as you would describe people that come to you, looking for an ability or a way to harness energy that's coming to them from another world. Even though the sun is entering our world, it's providing us access to other dimensions. And in that light, there's a high Taoist teaching that refers to the place that we could be in our highest level on this planet is the mixing of fire and water. And as you know, we are mostly made up of water. And where is the fire source coming from? The sun. So just to get your comment on that, what is your insight into this?
Well, I have to agree with you 100%. One of the things that those of us who are on this path, and I believe that you, Dean, and you, Dr. Lorraine, are also on this path, you know, we talk about consciousness, and consciousness is more up in the, you know, in the head center. But we must not also forget the heart center. And if you can combine the heart center with your consciousness center, that's where love and these things that all the great masters always taught, that you have to have. Dr. Lorraine, you and I were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, some differences, for instance, perhaps in the Bible that most of us know. And it's not the concept of an eye for an eye. It's the concept of, well, maybe sometimes we have to turn the other cheek and be forgiving. And I think that is really the great message of a personage like Jesus Christ, who taught us how to be loving and forgiving, and let's send peace and goodwill to people. And that's, if we can do that, not only with our minds and our hearts, but if you can apply that energy to the sun, just as the sun is giving you energy, you are giving the sun energy. And that positive energy is going to be reflected back on the entire creation.
Well, and that's I just want to make a comment here, Gene. Thank you. Because, you know, our conversation was about when I said to you, you know, being a, quote, a seeker, trying to figure things out, that when we look at the world that we have today, and there's a part of you, a part of me, that knows that this is not the best we're capable of. I just know it. I don't need anyone to teach it to me. I don't need anyone to tell it to me. I just know. That is a personal experience of kind of being connected to that love, right? That just that desire to comfort and to care and to expand and to uphold the frailty of life. And, you know, people say, life's not frail, life's so strong. Well, there's a frailty to life in that, like you were talking about psychological, mental, psychic, et cetera. I don't want to get too far off the beaten track here. But that is really the opportunity that's before us today, is that a lot of us are getting stirred up. You had mentioned this in our conversation. We're getting stirred up. We're really turning away from societal, or let's just call it institutional teachings on a number of things. And we've got this feeling within us that that there's something, but we don't have a guidestone. We don't have a teacher, a mentor, right? We're getting all stirred up. We're like, oh, what do I do with this? I feel like a stranger in a strange land. I don't feel at home anymore. What's home? What's really beautiful about what your organization, your church, or whatever you choose to call it, your teaching, is we're really talking about being part of a cosmological whole, that energies are being provided. Because I've seen these most amazing videos about these solar waves, these galactic waves coming in telescopically, like just, you know, like they're there. And look, you know, and trying to change, alter my perceptions of who I am in the greater scheme of things. And not in an egotistical or arrogant way, but saying, you know, I do have power. Guess what? I better start to use it, because do I simply want to lay down and watch all of this fade into oblivion? Or do I want to stand up and say, you know, and just speak the word, the logos, I am.
Right.
And I matter.
Absolutely. And everybody does. And getting back to your point, I think what's happening is that this energy that is coming through the sun, it is not the energy of the sun per se. It is coming through the sun from another realm, and it is magnified. And it is a sun where, if you go to the book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, in the fourth chapter, it talks about the coming of the Sun of Righteousness, the S-U-N of Righteousness, that would be coming in the future. And I believe that's where we are at. And Well,
because you've already made the point that the sun is interdimensional just as we are. In other words, the sun doesn't just exist in 3D reality. The sun has an entire other substance to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I think is happening is that with this magnified energy, there are those of us who are becoming more conscious, becoming more aware, becoming enlightened, really awakening to what's happening. And we are living in a very, very special time. Even though we see so much darkness and evil in the world, but that's the flip side of the coin, is that this energy is almost making certain people very, very maddened or very crazy.
Right, right. Dean, before we're going to break in probably just a moment or two, but do you have a question or a comment? I thought that was beautifully put.
Thank you for that. It would be a question about your school before we go into the second
Oh, there's the music, hon. I know you have a hard time hearing it. There's our music. That's all right. We're going to take a break, listeners. When we come back, we'll let Dean pose his question for Gene. Gene will be with us in the second hour. I'm really kind of struggling. I have so many questions. I'm kind of struggling to organize my thoughts here. But we'll see in just a few moments. Thanks so much for being with us. CoSolarGy, CoSolarGy.com. Start looking into it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract and is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Okay, we've got a few moments to wrap this first hour. And as I said, Gene Savoy Jr. will be with us in the second hour. Dean, you were going to ask a question just before the break. Please proceed.
Thank you. I had a question about harnessing the energy of the sun. Since you are giving people, you're training them, you're giving them safe methods of being able to tap into the energy behind the sun or the energy coming through the sun, well, for the sake of clarification, and correct me if I'm wrong here, from what I'm hearing you say, this is the Christ energy. This is, we'll call it being fully aware of itself, knowing what it is, who it is, and this is what was spoken. If we were to say Jesus spoke of the Christ, he was Christed. How is it, and you correct me if any insights that I'm speaking to are different than yours, but how is it to integrate into our spirits and our exchanges with each other? The sun is our connection to each other. Would you agree with that, and how would you be able to harness the energy in your teaching?
Well, I do agree with that, and I think you pinpointed it right on the head. The sun is the source of all life on the planet. That energy is necessary for every living creature, every living form on the planet. We teach that there were ancient solar societies or solar orders or spiritual orders around the world at various times and in various places that were harnessing the energies of the sun, whether they were the Maya or whether they were the yogins in India or philosophers in China or the great people of Persia, even in the Americas, in Peru and other places, Greece and Egypt and other places. This is not something new. It's something that has been lost. But the one thing that we teach that's a little bit different is that we are in a very special age, in a very special time of human development when we talk about consciousness, something that the ancients were always predicting was going to happen sometime in the future. They knew it was not at their time, and we believe that it is at this time. So we are very privileged, in a way, to be living in this time. I mean, you know, if we can, these people were masters. They were. We talk about the arts, sciences, and technologies of Kosology. Now that may not mean much to the average listener, but looking at the sun as an art, it is also a science, and it's a technology because it changes you. So I have to agree with you 100%, Dean.
And if I could just elaborate a little bit, then if you're saying you're teaching them how to harness energy, that means that they're changing their wiring. Their nervous system is going to have to adapt to these subtle things at first. You know, 30 seconds doesn't seem like a lot, but I've tried it. And it's very high impact. And it's trying to feel the changes once you've been able to make this sun gaze part of you. You feel that there's a, now I'll just say from my experience, and please, I would love to hear yours, the sense of already knowing that you've been connected that way, you've been connected to the sun, you are at peace. There's quiescence, we can call it, if you look at the Indian teachings. And the silence inside means that the sun is speaking to you in silence, and everything comes from that. I wrote a book called Accutone, which I'd hope to get into a little bit in the next hour, but it goes right into what you've been speaking to. And Lorraine, I don't know if you had anything to add to that, but that's where I was going.
Well, I do. We're going to the top of the hour break. I do. I have something that I really want to explore, the light sound spectrum in terms of frequencies. It's been a great first hour. Listeners, we'll be back at 6 past the hour. Dean, Jean, go get, I don't know, a glass of water, take a walk. I don't know what you're going to do. We'll see you in about 9 minutes, 6 past the hour. Jean Savoy, Jr., we haven't even talked about the school and the spa and other things that are going on with this organization. We will get into that in the second hour. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you in a few.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.